Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Facing Your Fears with your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host, Pastor Doris Smith. Evangelist Norma Chapman is the host of Facing Your Fears Blog Talk Radio Show. She's interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can Do, and she's currently writing 3 other books. She studied criminal justice and criminal law and attended Union Baptist Theological College in New Orleans. She's an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. She sits on the NAACP Executive Committee. She is the former chairperson for Justice for Girls SCLC New Orleans Chapter. She is the newly elected Universal Baptist Association Women's Auxiliary Director. She is a mother of 2 daughters and 4 beautiful grandchildren. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour, Life of Inspiration and Motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with Evangelist Norma Chapman, with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good evening to all of our listeners out there on today. I am so happy and blessed to have you tune in on Facing Your Fears radio talk show today with yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, as your host, and with our awesome co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, out of Miami, Florida. Our special guest today is Mrs. Sarah L. Smith, the author of the book My Two Katrinas. We're so very happy and excited to have her back on our show today, and we will be continuing part 2 of part 1 as she will continue to take us down the memory lane. Remember, listeners, you too can join in on this awesome conversation by pressing the number 1 on your phone. Yes, press that number 1 on your phone if you have any questions, comments, or just want to share your experience, or just want to say a word or two to our special guest, our host on today, or our co-host. Good evening, Pastor Smith, and good evening to our special guest, Mrs. Sarah L. Smith.
Good evening. Good evening.
I am so excited and delighted to have the both of you on Facing Your Fears today. As always, listeners, we will begin our opening co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good evening, good evening. Greetings and blessings to all. God bless you, Evangelist Chapman and Sarah L. Smith, the 2 Katrinas. We are so great to have you back for part 2. Father, we just thank you today. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are. We thank you, Lord, for the amazing awesomeness that you continue to do each and every day, that you allow us to rise, to live, to breathe, and have every fiber of our being. We thank you today for Facing Your Fears radio talk show. We thank you for each and every individual that's connecting upon, praise God, this show from all over the world. Oh, we pray today that you will continue to touch our guest speaker today and allow her to share her 2 Katrinas, that it will be able to help someone else as they have dealt with or maybe even dealing with, maybe not Katrinas, but other issues, situations, circumstances of life. We pray today, Lord, that listeners will be again inspired, encouraged, uplifted, and motivated. We thank you for the show and all that has been done and will be done today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, I thank our co-hosts for that awesome prayer. And listeners, before we get into our, before we introduce our guest to you on today, I would like to give you a little summary about our topic on today. Yes, we are returning, and we're going to be discussing part 2 from part 1 of last week as our special guest continue to take us down the memory lane and give us some insight on this awesome, phenomenal book that she wrote titled My 2 Katrinas. And she's going to be going back into the conversation on today. Last week it was such an awesome show. I just had to bring her back today. We didn't have enough time last week for her to really, really get into some parts of her book. And tonight, we're going to, this afternoon, we're going to let her go into the book of My Two Katrinas. Good evening, Mrs. Sarah Smith.
Good evening.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you, and yourself?
I am blessed and highly favored. I am just so excited and happy to have you back on Facing Your Fears this week. And I want you to know I really enjoyed you on last week, and you did have a good rating on last week's show. We pray that today the Lord will bless you to continue to have a blessed talk show on Facing Your Fears on today. Before we get started with our topic on today, can you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself?
Okay, I sure can. My name is Sarah Smith. I'm a servant of Christ Jesus. I have 5 children, 11 grandchildren, and 19 great-grandchildren. I'm retired from a retired school bus driver and assistant. Some days what I do now, I babysit some of my grandkids, and then I keep other kids as well. I'm a resident of Glendale, Arizona, and a member of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church under the leadership of Pastor Isaac Petrie Sr. At the church, I work with the women's ministry and the children's church ministry as a teacher. And I have been blessed by God at 70 years of age to become an author.
There you have it, listeners. We can see that our guest on today is highly favored by God. You know that from what she just shared with us, she is a woman of God, and she is walking in the path that God has chosen for her. And she's giving glory and honor on today to God for allowing her at 70 years old to give her the wisdom and the knowledge and above all understanding how to write a book. Somebody ought to be shouting amen on the other end of this here that's listening in on today. Now, let me ask you, Ms. Smith, what inspired you? I know on last week you may have some new listeners this week that didn't have an opportunity to hear you on last week. What inspired you to write this awesome, phenomenal book that's titled My Two Katrinas?
Well, what inspired me, my daughter and I, we were separated for a good while. But then when we came together after we reunited, and she was asking me some questions about where we had been and what we had did, and as I began to talk to her and tell her some things that happened with us on our journey, she said, Mama, you need to write that. You need to write that down so other people can know how God brought you through.
God bless you. God bless you. Now, also, I want you said your daughter, I think last week you said that when you were displaced from the horrible tragedy that happened here in the city of New Orleans, Katrina, and you was talking to someone telling them about what had happened before the storm, and he began to tell other people that this lady has two Katrinas that then happened, and that's how the two Katrina came up, and you decided to write about it. Am I correct?
Correct.
Can you tell us a little bit, where were you? I mean, before we ask you where you were, you were living in the city of New Orleans when that tragic storm Katrina hit. Am I correct?
You're correct. I was living in New Orleans in the Lower Night Ward.
And you were displaced where? Where did you go after the storm?
Oh, after the storm, we went, we had a whole week's journey on the street. We was basically homeless on the street. But the first stop after we got off the street, I was united with my other daughter, Katrina, Hale, in Woodbridge, Virginia, because she's military and that's where she was stationed at. But before that, we had spent the whole week on the street from place to place.
Okay. If I could recall last week, you also shared with us how it was hard for you to get the water that came up so fast and someone threw a tire out there and you all was able to get to safety or to get on the boat or to get to where you were safe out of the water. Can you share a little bit more about that with us on today?
Oh, yes. My daughter shared that last week. Well, what happened is we had been hanging in the water all day. Inside my mother's house, the water was up to the ceiling. So what we had to do on the porch outside is a little higher than the ceiling. So all of us had to go outside. And there are railings on my mama porch. And my son stationed everybody in a certain position. And so we were out there for hours, all day long. And then we realized there were other people, too. And our young neighbor came from across. When he realized we was out there, he swam over and he talked to us. And so the Lord had sent a door, and my mother was positioned on that door, and she was the first one. The Lord sent us a tire also, and just swimming out there in the water, and these things came, and he positioned that door on that tire and brought it across the street to an upstairs house. And after that, he came back, and one by one, he got all of us safely across the street to the upstairs house.
We want to thank God. We want to thank God for that young man that helped you in the storm, the terrible, tragic storm, Katrina. And I know that I'm looking at my dashboard here in the studio, and I see that my brother's tuned in on today's show. And on last week, I shared about my mom, how she was rescued from that terrible storm. And I was telling our listeners, Ms. Smith and Pastor Smith, last week, if you could recall, I was reminiscing about my mom, how afraid I was after knowing that I was in Baton Rouge because I had left for 2 days prior to Katrina. I will always leave New Orleans, regardless of whether how bad the storm is, I will not stay here in the city of New Orleans. So I was sharing with the listeners last week, I was so worried about my mom and, you know, how she was, because she went to stay in the Lord Nightfall by her friend, Missionary Williams. And she was up in Carrollton where that area of New Orleans didn't get any water at all. And my brother had left New Orleans. So I was concerned about how my mama was getting out that water once I saw the news that New Orleans was underwater. And I thought, my mom is going to be so nervous, and she's not going to be able to have the nerve to do whatever she have to do. I just was thinking the worst of the worst. But after my mama was all right, and my mom was able to tell me her story. She said she was rescued by a helicopter, and I thought it would be Missionary Williams that had to encourage my mama, but it was the opposite. My mother had to encourage Missionary Williams to get out of that window where they was and get on that little, you know, the helicopter has looked like a little string to me, but they pulls them up, you know, and my mom said she had nerve, and God blessed her to get on that, and she was rescued on the helicopter, and Missionary Williams had a time getting her to get on that, because Missionary Williams said, get on the thing, she'll be rescued by the helicopter. Missionary Williams said she thought it would break, so that's why she was so afraid. All right, listeners, remember, you too can join in on this awesome conversation. If you had any experience with any hurricanes, whether it was in the city of New Orleans, Katrina, I know Florida has been hit many times by tragic storms. So if you're listening, and tuned in out of the state of Florida, if you want to share your experience there in Florida, just press that number 1 on your phone. And if there's anyone that's listening, tuned in, that's from the city of New Orleans, and they've been displaced and they still haven't returned, and those of you who have returned, they want to share your experience if you were here in when that terrible tragedy hit the city of New Orleans. All right, listen, just press the number 1 on your phone, and at that time, I will bring you to the studio to share your story. All right, Ms. Smith, there were two Katrinas. Can you tell our listeners that first Katrina, what happened to where you would feel that it was just as much of a tragic in your life just as the storm Katrina? What's that other Katrina, why that inspired you to write the topic to Katrina? Can you share that with our listeners?
Yes, I can. Well, the first one happened in June 2005, just a couple of months before Katrina. My youngest son had
trained, had just been trained to be a tractor trailer driver, and he was out on the road. And he was in Henrietta, Oklahoma, and he ran off the road, and he lost his life. And so that was kind of the first Katrina, and then the second one was the storm. But the first one started when my youngest son lost his life. He was 24 years old, and he had been out on the road in training to drive tractor trailer for 3 weeks.
My Lord, from my understanding from last week, you shared with the listeners that it was just 2 months and some days your son had left home. Was the last time he had seen your son when he had left home to go and train for this particular position to be an 18-wheeler driver. And you also shared with us that not only his life was taken in that tragic accident, but also the person that was training him lost their life as well. You know, listening to Ms. Smith's story on today, it really touched my heart last week. And you know, so many people say, I can't tell you about losing a child because I've never lost a child. Maybe there's some listening out there today that can want to call in and share how you felt when God, when you lost your child, or whatever time it was, if it wasn't during Katrina. So many people lost their lives here in the city of New Orleans. So many families. Not just one person, but two or three people did not make it out. So some people lost their entire family during the time of Katrina. So certainly we can relate to how that feels, Ms. Smith, Sister Smith. I'm going to call you Sister Smith because you're a woman of God. And also,
yes.
I know that I can relate to losing my mom. Her birthday was on Tuesday the 18th, and something about Tuesday just touched my heart. My mom wasn't here, and I got up that morning. I so used to calling her. She was 87 when she died. She would have been 88 if she'd have lived. And I thought about how I would call her early in the morning and went and sing happy birthday to her, and she would be so excited about her birthday. She would say, "Child, I got to get off the phone because other people is calling." And my brother had shared with me that she would have a notepad there, and she'll be just writing down the names of the people, keeping up a log of phone numbers and names of the people that would call in and wish you a happy birthday. You know, it's a blessing. I don't care how old and how long a person been with you. You know, it can be a newborn. The baby can come stillborn. I lost my grandchild stillborn. It hurts. You know, it really hurts. But we know that we do not have to bear this burden alone. And I want my special guest to share again with us this week. How did, I think the co-host, if I'm not taking your question, co-host, if I am, you can buddy in at this time. I think she asked you on last week, and I'm going to yield here and let her ask you again how you got through that, or that tragic in your life to be so strong as you are today, co-host.
Yeah, good evening, good evening. I posed a question on last week, and I was asking Ms. Smith how going through such a tragedy, what was her her strength in that? What did she really grab hold to? Because that's beyond us as human. And so she did share briefly, but I would love for her to go and to share in her own words. What was her strength, and what did she grab hold to keep going in such a time of test?
Yes, well, as I said before, I mean, I didn't do it. God did it. By the grace of God, I got through that. There were days, I'm telling you, I really did not want to live. It's hard. It's very hard. I've lost other people, but it's very hard to lose a child. And just knowing you're not going to see this person anymore, they're not going to be around anymore. But by the grace of God, I prayed and I talked to God every day. And he just gave me the strength to keep going. Because there were many a times I wanted to quit. I wanted to give up. I didn't want to live. There were actually days that I just wish I had died because I didn't want to be here anymore. Because it was like part of my heart was ripped out. But by the grace of God, he just kept me, and he kept me going. And what I tell people all the time is you have to keep living. You can't die. You got to keep living. And each day is going to be a challenge. But with God, he'll see you through it. Just stay with the Lord, and he'll get you through it. It's going to take time. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen in a week or two. It's going to take time, sometimes years. But God will get you through it.
Amen.
Such a beautiful
lesson. And I'm reminded of a song of, if the storm keep on raging in my life, it's just, but my soul is anchored in the Lord. And just hearing your testimony on today, if you had not been anchored in the Lord, I'm sure you wouldn't be strong as you is on tonight to recap that tragic that happened in 2005. Co-host, I'm going to yield again to you, but I want to open up the lines a little bit early on tonight. I do have some callers that are calling in, and I'm sure they want to call in and share some experience or maybe ask some questions to our special guest, because we have had time to talk with her last week, and I asked her to come back this week so we can give this time in the studio to our callers. That was the main purpose of bringing her back this week. Before a minute there, if you have anything that you want to say to Ms. Smith or questions you may want to ask her before we open up the lines to our callers on today?
No, I don't even at this time.
Okay. Now, we're going to come back, Ms. Smith, and we're going to be in and out of bringing our callers in, coming back and sharing the word with you and let you go into your book on today. So you might want to get something prepared to read to the listeners or something that you want to discuss that you wrote about in this phenomenal book entitled My Two Katrinas. I'm going to open the line now and go into a call that's calling in, and that number is our code 786. Last four digits are 5094. Again, the last four digits are 5094, error code 786. Trying to bring you in,
Yes, hi. I'm calling from Miami, Florida. I just want to say thank you to everyone, Ms. Norma Chapman and Doris Smith. I'm calling in from Miami, Florida. I just wanted to say, it's kind of a touchy subject, how, when she commented on losing her child. I can comment on that, and everything she said was absolutely right. You wouldn't make it if you didn't know Jesus, because we don't know how to do it. We don't know how to go on after nourishing a child so long and bearing 9 months and enjoying so many years. I lost my son in 2018. And, my God, it's just, it's so unbearable. I mean, without God, you don't know which way to go. Just like she said, you just don't want to wake up. You just want to give up. You don't know how to continue on. You just don't. And I mean, if without Jesus, me personally, I would have not even been here myself. I probably would have lost my mind. I probably would have been in a grave next to him or in the same cemetery if it would not been for God. Because and another thing, it makes you angry. It makes you angry, and you have to realize, you have to come to your senses and realize he's only my child for a little while. God didn't give him to you permanently. He was God's child first, and he chose you to be the parent. And that's what I had to tell myself. God could have chose any other mother, but he chose me. And I had to realize, I'm mad, but I'm mad with his father. Why would I be mad with his father? The same father that's going to one day come back and get his daughter, which is me. But, I mean, I have to realize that everything and everybody is not here to stay. You belong to somebody, and he's going to come back and get you. Because he gave you that child, that precious child, for a little while, that was only his gift to you for a moment, not for a lifetime. So you belong to him. And I have to realize that, just like she said, without God, I would have lost my mind. I wouldn't know where I would be right now. But because of the strength of him, I can move on. I can go forward. I can help some other mother that's born that's unfortunately walking in the same shoes. I wouldn't want nobody to bear that pain, because that's a pain you never get over. Day by day, but you never get over it. You get where you could just hold on to God's unchanging hand, trust his word, and believe in him that he's going to carry you through this, because it's his will, and it's going to be done. And whether you accept it or not, it's going to be done. So you better hold
Amen.
On to God. But you won't
yes.
lose your mind. You won't follow your child before your time, because one day you're going to. And I have to say thank you. I just have to just comment on that and just and everything she said was, absolutely right. Every day I have to pray. Every day I have to press. Every day I have to
yes.
tell Lord, thank you for your
yes.
strength. Because every day is like the day it first happened, that I feel like I'm going to lose it if I don't just call on Jesus.
Yes,
and I don't.
Amen.
And I just have to just comment on that. And I just say God bless, you know, the mothers, the families that's going through, that have lost a child, and just continue to strengthen them and be with them, because there's no way we could make it without Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Miss Smith, I'm talking about special guest, Sister Smith. Is there anything you want to say to this caller, or anything you want her to know, and that would help continue to give her strength? Her testimony is very clear, and it's very, it's a good testimony. And what she was saying
yes.
is that she was angry. She said, I was angry with his father, which is God. And then she said, the same father is going to come back and carry her away one day. But let me say this to your caller before our sister Smith, if she has anything to say. Let me say this to you. So many people, you know, at times of death and tragic things happen, and even if it's not death, you know, some people have lost their eyes, their legs, they cannot use the activity, they don't have the activity of their limbs. You know, they find themselves questioning God, and they're angry. But is they really angry deep in their heart? You know, God judges by the heart. And there's some people mm-hmm. I've talked to say in their heart they really have not forgiven God for things that have happened to them. And all you can do is try and keep encouraging them and let them know that, you know, we cannot be angry with God, because he said in his word, he said that everything around us is temporary. Even our
mm-hmm.
bodies is temporary.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Everything
yes.
that we have in life is temporary. So if we read mm-hmm. the word of God, and as we read the word of God, God enlightens us more and more on how he operates. Now, he's not going, he said, be ready.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, I'm coming in 2005 to 2020 mm-hmm. to 19 or whatever year that our loved ones that was going on home. He didn't say that he's coming at that time, that day, mm-hmm. on that day, on that at that hour of the day. He said, but be ye also ready, for the Son of Man will come. He come as a thief in the night.
In the night.
So mm-hmm. we should be prepared for anything. Anything, because God said he knows our future, he knows our past, you know, everything and every minute and second of the day, God already knows that that's going to happen on that day and time. We just don't know. It's a mystery to us.
Yes.
But if we trust God
yes.
and we continue to put our lives and put our lives in his hands, and everything that
yes.
we do, we give him glory and honor for it. We can make it through. We can be another Sister Sarah L. Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And the young lady just called in from out of Miami, Florida. We can do all things through Christ. That strengthens us. I'm going to yield to our special guest and see if she has anything that she want to share with the caller just called in and encourage her. Maybe she has some encouraging words for her. Afterwards, I realized that she was calling from Miami, Florida, after Sister Smith, and we're going to let our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, comment before we take the call out the studio, Sister Smith.
Okay, yes, I did. Thank you, caller. I appreciate your words, and it is true. But one thing I want to say to the listeners, I've had a relationship with the Lord for a long time, even at the time I lost Anthony. But I never got angry with God. I was upset about the situation. But one thing, I never got angry with God. I never blamed God. But I did ask God. I asked him to help me understand. because he said in Romans 8 and 28, he said, you know, everything he does, he works it out for our good. It's for us, and it's going to be worked out for our good. But I constantly, over and over, I said, Lord, show me how this is working out for my good. I just lost my youngest son. I can't see how that's working out for my good. I can't see how that's helping me. So I constantly, over and over, I say, Lord, I need you to show me how this is working out for my good. Now, maybe he has, and I missed the message, but I have not yet found out how he worked it out for my good. But I say, I don't know, maybe with this book and this show, maybe that's working out for my good. Maybe that'll be the good. Maybe it'll be to help somebody else to get over it, to help somebody else get through it, rather. You never get over it. That's the wrong choice of words. You never get over it, but you can get through
Amen.
It. But I constantly, Amen. I didn't get angry with God, but I constantly asked him, Lord, please show me how this is working out for my good, because I couldn't see it. And today, I've thought of some things, but I still can't really see it today. And he may show it to me in this lifetime. He may never show it to me, but that was his choice. So whether he show it to me or not, I appreciate it.
Amen, amen. Co-host, you have anything you want to say? Very, very shortly. We do have more callers that have called in, but I want to give you an opportunity to speak with a caller, and maybe you want to encourage her along with what she was saying, and they can merge in with what our special guest has said.
Yes, I just want to share quickly, such an amazing, awesome show this evening, and the topic of speaking of losing a loved one. I'm often reminded of Romans 8:38-39. Thank you so much, Sister Debbie, for connecting in and for sharing this evening. So awesome. I'm reminded of the scripture that lets us know, and that scripture says, I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities,
nothing.
Nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. It say no height, no depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. So no matter what we're going through, as hard as it is, as difficult as it is, this is my sister, and I lost my mom. We lost our mom in 2012, and 4 months later, we lost our dad. But we realized because of who God is, that's all prior, right after losing my mom and dad. Some years later, we lost our nephew, brutally killed for no reason. But however, because of the love of God, I want to get to this key. It's the love of God that touches your heart to release those that have hurt you. It's the love of God that lets you know, yes, it hurts, but nor life nor death. I already know I'm not here to stay. I already know that I've come here for permanence. But I'm going to let nothing separate me. One of these old days I have to answer. I don't know how. I know how I came in, but I don't know how I'm going to leave. But the word of God tells me be ready, because you don't know the day or the hour that he's coming. So
that's
as
right.
Awesome was sharing, Sister Debbie and Miss Smith was saying, Sister Smith was saying so beautifully, neither one of them allowed this to separate them from the love of God.
Amen. I am reminded of, I wanted to encourage you when you say that you may not never know, or God has not answered you. But I'm going to share something with you where if you just look back on it, and I wanted to bring, I know you already know the story of Job. You're talking about one child, your baby child, and, that our mothers, God has brought, has come in and they're resting with Jesus now. But what about Job when he lost all his children? He lost everything that he had, just like we lost here in New Orleans, Katrina. But he lost all of his children. You know, God, you know, every last one of his children. And I want you to be inspired on today, just like you said, co-host, that let nothing separate you. Paul said he'll let nothing, he's persuaded. And I can think about when he said in the scripture that he count all things to be joy. You know, he said he will not let nothing, not one thing upset him or make him walk out of the calling of God. And I want to encourage you too on today to just stay steadfast and unmovable, always abiding in the work of God. And think about Job, Sister Cyril Smith, and a caller. Think about Job, you know, when and not only was he lost everything and he lost his children, but he was laying on his bed of affliction. And all he was covered with souls, the Bible tells us, from his head, from the sole of his feet to the mole of his head. And he was racking in pain. And then on top of that, he had a wife that was grouching and was telling him, why don't you just go on and curse God and die? And Job to us said, you sound foolish. Out of all of my appointed time, that's what I want you to think about, Sister Smith. I'm going to wait until my change comes. Because listen, your change will come. And that song that Sam Cooke said, a change, I know a change has to come in our lives. We just need to be prepared when that change comes. We have to be prepared. Every day is not going to be sunshine in our lives. But when the stone begins to rot, to come in our lives and the wind begin to blow, the rain begin to fall, and then we can't see the night from day, and we're tossing and turning in the north. But just remember that God is still on the throne. All you have to do tonight is just trust in God and know it beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is still standing by. Why? Because he promised in his word that he would never leave us, nor will he forsake us. So listeners out there on today, I want you to be encouraged. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what it is. It's nothing too hard for our God to do. You know, the Bible tells us that the road is not going to be easy. This road we're on as Christians is not going to be easy. He said it's a narrow road. It's a narrow road. And I remember when Paul brings back to mind when Paul says that he has to count every day joy. And he said, and every day he has to put away sin. You see, because the devil is there. And that's, you know, and when our minds begin to distract us from God and we begin to question God about, you know, what his will is. Remember when Jesus was in the garden. And he said, Lord, if this cup can be moved. He said, but nevertheless, if it's your will, then your will. And that was God's love. That was his only begotten son that he sent. And look how he suffered on the cross. He suffered on the cross that you and I and everyone else that have been in the world has gone on to glory, and they're still here today. Look how he suffered, and he died, and he bled, and that was God's son. So there's no prospective person in the outside of God. The Bible tells us it rains on the just as well as the unjust.
Yes.
So we have to remember that just because it's you and I, you know, there's no better than the next person who never knew him, because he has no prospective person. All right, we're going to go to our next. Thank you, Carla, for calling in out of Miami, and I enjoyed this awesome time with you and with Sister Smith and with Pastor Smith. But stay tuned in. If you want to come back and say something, just text Pastor Smith or get word to her that you want to come back in and say something as we continue with our topic on today, My Two Katrinas, with our special guest, Mrs. Sarah Ann Smith, the awesome, awesome, wonderful woman of God, who's the author of that phenomenal book titled My Two Katrinas. We're going to go to our next call at this time, and I'm going to be going to area code 941. Last four digits is 1280. We're going to bring that caller in the studio with us. Good evening. How are you today, caller? You're in the studio. You're on the air.
I am doing well. How are you?
How you doing, Mr. Smith out of Tampa, Florida?
Yes.
How are you today?
I am. I'm doing really well, and I'm really enjoying your show. And I wanted to maybe mention about the hurricanes that we experienced here. Now, it was just devastating up your way what happened, for sure. So many people were displaced. And I know what it's like firsthand because I lived here in 2004 when we had literally four hurricanes come through in a 30-day period. And the last one, Hurricane Charley, oh, my goodness. I happened to have been in the tree business, the tree trimming business at the time, and I went down to offer my services and help people out. And it was the most devastating thing I think I've ever seen. It was like going into a war zone. Everything was leveled. And there was military police standing in the intersections with machine guns. People saying, "We shoot looters." It was quite an experience, actually. And I felt so badly for everybody because they had no power, no water. And so it was quite drastic. And so when these things happen, that's the time for the rest of us that aren't affected by them to step up and help out in any way that we can, whether it's with food or even, you know, emotional support and just a connection of being there and telling people, you know, that we're there for them and that we'll try and help them as best that we can. So it was quite devastating, and I can understand. So I've been there firsthand, and at these moments is the opportunity for us to step up and volunteer and help people out. And I just want to say I really love your show. I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to say hello to everybody, and I hope everybody's having a great, blessed day today.
We certainly want to thank you for calling in. Our good friend, Pastor Doris, out of Tampa, Florida, he also has a morning show. You can be tuned in to him on Facebook, an awesome, awesome show that he has every morning, and every morning he has some encouraging words that he says to all of his watchers and callers that calls in and on his watch show there on Facebook. And we're going to get you very, very briefly because it's getting late in the show, and we do want to go back to our special guest. We want to hear some more of that book, My Two Katrinas, but very, very shortly, Mr. Smith, just share shortly how they can be tuned into your show every day there on Facebook and whatever other websites, how they can get tuned into you, what you're doing there in Tampa, Florida.
Sure. What I've been doing is videos in the morning, Mondays through Fridays. I'm starting them about 6:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's a sunrise broadcast, and I've always got a topic. And you can see us. I have a nonprofit foundation, the LWN Foundation, and that is the name of the Facebook page, the LWN Foundation. And you can also look us up on the Internet, on the web, www.lwnfoundation.org. And we're just all about empowerment and sharing, you know, positive thinking habits and routines, and connecting to nature, connecting to source, and connecting to the community. And it's all about serving and helping other people. And we're hoping that by the end of the year, right here in Sarasota, Florida, that we're going to have a shelter to be able to give people a hand up and help out the homeless or those that might be suffering from mental health issues and get some support, get a place to be able to put their head down, and then give them the tools that they need to be able to apply to their life so they can have a higher quality of living and get their lives back. So thank
God
you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you for calling in on today. As always, we greet you with love, and you're welcome to call in every Thursday at your time there in Tampa, Florida, I think, which is 5:30. The show begins there. But continue to tune in with us, and we're so very happy to have you on today to share a word with our special guest, as well as give greetings to our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith. God bless you, Mr. Smith, and know that we love you. All right, listeners, we are now going to go back into our topic, the two Katrinas, and we're going to let our special guest, and then after she shares a couple of things in her book with us, we're going to let our co-host say something, because we hadn't heard from her that much on today. She's very quiet today, but she's an awesome woman of God, because when God started talking and the Holy Ghost started moving there in Miami, sometimes it's hard for our co-host to let go, because you're going to let that Holy Ghost have its way. But Sister Smith, Can you share something with our listeners or maybe a topic there that can inspire them to want to go out and get that awesome book that you wrote, My Two Katrinas? At this time, I'm going to yield and let you. Now, we only have a couple of minutes left in the show, but we want to hear from you and share something that you really, really want to bring out in that awesome book that you wrote.
Okay, well, there's two things I'll try to share briefly. One of them, the caller that called in reminded me that, you know, the police presence where we were. At this time, we were over the river on the West Bank, and we was across the street from Oakwood Mall, and Oakwood Mall was being looted like crazy. And, I mean, the policeman was out there. And we had been hearing stories of buses coming and taking you to Texas and all that, and a lot of that turned out not to be true. But at this time, there were buses coming, and they didn't take us to Texas, but there were buses coming to get us out of some of this mess. But Oakwood Mall was being looted very badly, and the police was out there. And two of the young men, they ran into the area where we were lined up, waiting for the buses. And when they ran in that area, the policemen came in with their guns. And they said that, you know, one of the guys they found, but one they couldn't find. And what they told us, there would be no more buses taking people anywhere until they find these looters. And I thought that was horrible. But anyway, and we went through an ordeal there, so they stopped the buses from rolling at that time. But eventually they did start back. But the other thing that I really want to share is I was with my two sons, and some other people was with us, but my two sons, and one of them had hurt himself. He had hurt his foot very bad, and it had swelled up. And at this time, we were in Metairie under the Causeway Bridge, I think it was, and they had a makeshift hospital across the street. And so we went over, and I was trying to get him some help, you know, because we out there, we don't have no medical nothing. So when we went over there, they told us, and we had left the group, and we went over there to get him some help. And when they looked at his foot, they didn't even try to examine him. They told him, they said, you will be going out on the next helicopter. And the next helicopter was landing right then and there. I didn't even have time to go back and tell our people that we were leaving. But what I want to say is when we got on that helicopter, I'm thinking we're going to a hospital. We went to the New Orleans International Airport. They had a makeshift hospital there. And they had people in wheelchairs. At the time, they had put him in a wheelchair. And so what happened with him is he was in the wheelchair that evening, but I couldn't. I was standing up. They had so many chairs. So I told him, I said, Chris, I'm going to find a place to sit down, and they hardly had nowhere. But I must have been tireder than I thought. I sit there. I fell asleep. When I woke up, it was the next morning. I went back looking for Chris. Chris was not there. So they had some people we had talked to the day before, and I asked them if they remembered us. They said, sure. And the lady told me they took some people out. She said, but the only one they took out was a man who died in the wheelchair. When she said that, I didn't hear nothing else. I totally loved it. I think up until that point, I was doing pretty good. But when she said that they took out the man that died in the wheelchair, I'm like, I know he wasn't that sick. It wasn't that bad. I lost it. I was inside, outside, everywhere looking for him, and I couldn't find him. And one of the officers stopped me. He said, Miss, let me tell you what to do. He said, go upstairs. Delta and FEMA had teamed up, and they are taking people to Texas. You don't need no money. You don't need nothing. All you need, they was just checking you for weapons. So go upstairs, get one of their planes. He said, I'm sure that you'll find your son in Texas. But I'm going to tell you, that's the time I got upset with God. I think I got upset with him. And I'm like, Lord, you done took one son. You can't do this to me again. You just can't. And I was crying, and I was hurting, and I was upset. But you know what? They calmed me down, and the Lord calmed me down. And I say one thing I love about God. God is omniscient. God is all-knowing.
He knew I didn't do that out of anger. He knew I did it out of sorrow. And when I got on that plane, I came to myself like the prodigal son. I had to come to myself. And when I came to myself, I talked to God and I apologized. I'm like, who am I to tell God he can't take nobody from me? He gave me these children. Who am I? You know, I mean, God blessed you with these children, and you're going to tell God what he can and can't do? No, that's not how I do. But I was so grateful to God, and then I apologized. I tell you, I apologized to God many a times on that trip because I tell you, some days I was just losing it. But I'm thankful that he's all-knowing. And he knew, knew that in my heart, I didn't mean that out of my heart. He knew that because he knows everything. But that shook me up because I thought I had lost another son, and I really lost it at that time.
Yeah, listeners, you are still tuned in to Faith in the Fears radio talk show. You do have time to call in and get in on this awesome conversation that we're having on today with our special guest, Mrs. Sarah L. Smith, the writer of this phenomenal book entitled My Two Katrinas. Now, something you say is Sister Smith, and I want to, and I said it, and I was thinking as you was the last part of you, what you just said to us, aren't we glad for Jesus Christ?
Oh,
yeah. God, you know, we get mad, upset, and upset with God, or you think you're mad with God or whatever, but Jesus is sitting there saying, God, Father, God, remember, forgive them.
Yeah.
I paid the awesome price for that way back on Calvary. You see,
thank you,
God,
Jesus.
You know, to God, if it is left up to God, we cannot get forgiveness. Only through his son, Jesus.
Yes.
And when
you're
upset
thank
with
you.
God get angry with us now. Suppose God tell us, listen, how many times have you done wrong before you came to Christ? But yet he still loved you. He still will accept you into his kingdom. And we have to remember that God got tired of us too, sinning over and over and over and over again. And we weren't even asking for forgiveness. We were just doing what we wanted to do. So, listeners, we know that we must always go to God and tell God. And we have to admit our sins to God. You know, we have to repent for the things that comes out of our mouth. The Bible tells us our mouth is like a two-edged sword. You know, we say things, but you know, I thank God a lot of times I say things out. My mouth is not even in my heart. I just be upset and it just comes out. And I said, now, you know, this is not what I'm supposed to be saying. This is not lined up with the word of God. But we only human. God knows that. This is why he sent his son. What is so hard for us down here? God wanted to know where we are disobedient and we cannot do what he asks us to do. So he sent his son. You know, he come down here. He put himself in the form of flesh to go through what we're going through. But and to see what was so hard about this old flesh that he had created. Listeners, I am still excited about our guest on today. It's just so much we can go on and on and on and talk about on this amazing topic of My Two Katrinas. I know every caller that's on this phone has had some Katrinas in their lives. Now, she called us her two Katrinas, but I know you can relate to things that happen. It may not be death. It may be something that had happened in your life that you may want to feel like throwing in the towel. You feel like you couldn't make it another day. It could have been sickness. It could have been just something that, you know, a lot of times when I was young, I thought I was in love as I was graduated and thought I was in love. I didn't think I can get up the next day or sleep that night or eat any food because all I want to do is hear from my boyfriend. But, you know, when you look back at life and you begin, and my grandma always would say, just keep a living, baby. Keep a living. And I want to say to our listeners out there, if you don't know God, now is the time. Now is the time to give your life to the Lord. And I promised my co-host I was going to let her come back in. Now, we only have a couple of minutes left in the show. And as she come and she inspire us on today, before she do the closing prayer, I'm going to let her go on and share her information on how you can tune in on her awesome prayer inspiration that she has on every Tuesday and Thursday, and very shortly, co-host, because the time is winding up. We only have a couple of minutes in the show, and we also want our special guests to come back and share how they can get a copy of that awesome book that she has written, co-host.
Yes, I just want to take a moment to encourage the people on the line, as well as Sister Sarah, Sister Debbie, that so beautifully has shared this evening. The talk show has been just awesome, and I have truly enjoyed it. I want to just say that the word lets us know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And sometimes in life we think that this particular thing that I have gone through has just been the worst. This has just been the, you know, the pinnacle. Until we hear somebody else's story, until we hear what someone else has gone through. And that's just an encouragement to us to let us know, no matter how difficult things may be, no matter how rough the test may be, that you can make it. You can make it. There are some things that we're never going to forget. But God is going to give us, has given us the ability to be able to live through it and live on, and even be able to share with someone else through our pain, to encourage someone else, to help someone else, to strengthen someone else. So just be encouraged to know that the Lord knows everything. He's omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. He's the only one I know that's everywhere all at the same time. While he's in one state touching somebody else's situation, he's in another state touching something else. While he's healing in a third world country, he's doing another move in a whole other state city, because he's God like that. And the truth of it, to be encouraging tonight, is to encourage you to know that a promise is a promise. He said, I'll never leave. I don't care how hot the fire gets, I won't let it burn you. I don't care what level it is, I won't let it consume you. I'll let you come out and they'll never know you was in. I'll even diminish the smell of smoke. There'll be no evidence that you ever been in the fire. I'll use your story to pierce the world and let them know that I am God. I'll use you where everybody quit and gave up. I'll use you to press. So just be encouraged to know this evening that all things are possible through Christ.
Very quickly, co-host, I'm sorry to cut you off. We do have another caller, and I want to get this caller in. He's going to go to our code 504-914-8306. Caller is calling from a 504-8306. You are on the air. Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Hello, President Chapman. This is Sister Leona Miller. Hello.
How you doing, Sister Miller? So very happy to have you on the talk show today. I'm glad to hear your voice. This is one of my women, the Women Auxiliary that I'm the president over. She's our coordinator for the Universal Missionary Baptist Association. I'm so happy to hear your voice on today. I just saw that you were trying to get in. We only have 90 seconds left in the show, Ms. Miller, but make sure you call back next week and make sure you press that number one early so we can get you in, and maybe you'll have an opportunity to talk on next week. All right, listeners, I want to thank everybody for calling in on today, and we only have a few minutes left in the show. We're going to take this time to let our special guest very, very quickly. We only have 2 minutes left in the show to share how you can get a copy of that awesome book, Mind to Katrina.
Okay, you can get it online at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. But if you live in Arizona, you can get it at Barnes & Noble, the Metro Parkway. There's going to be a book signing there March 14th from 1 to 3. So I'm looking forward to seeing you and looking forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
There you have it. Okay, we have another caller calling in late. Let me see if I can get them in for a little while. Okay,
hello,
caller from
Because they have a little before you can either put pictures or you can type them.
Caller from
there like a business or something? I just remember to ask for it. I can do a refund and give you the discount if you want. It's just 10% off. Do you want to?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you do nonprofit?
Okay. I can't bring them in the studio. There's a lot of talking in the background and the show. The time has come for us to close the show on today. And remember, you can stay tuned in with us every Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30 Central Standard Time, 5:30 to 6:30 Eastern Standard Time, and also there in the Mountain Time, that's 3:30 to 4:30. And I'm going to let this show go over at least a minute or maybe 2 minutes to give our co-host, we are over the time limit. Now, share how that and tune into your inspirational prayer. A service on Children's and Third is very, very, very quick.
Good evening once more and again. Want to invite you to join us on the Power Hour line of inspiration and motivation through the Word of God and the power of prayer. You can connect with us, and we'd love to have you every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Dial 712-775-7031. And the access code is 710-569 and the pound. Again, every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, dial 712-775-7031. Access code 710-569 and the pound. Have a blessed evening.
Thank you. Listeners, want to say this is the end of our show for today. We want to thank everyone for calling in, and remember that you can contact me at Norma_Chapman, and you can also visit the Facebook page, Facing Your Fears, and you can also connect with me with What Faith Can Do. And we want to thank you all for calling in, and we thank God for giving us the opportunity to share once more and again on the radio with all our listeners. Facing Your Fears radio talk show with your host, your truly evangelist, Norma Chapman, co-host out of Miami, Florida, Pastor Doris Smith. Thank our special guest for being on the show today, Mrs. Sarah L. Smith, author of My Two Katrinas. And with that being said, you be blessed, listeners, and goodbye. This is the end of the show. Thank you.